Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. A legal ruling upholding a challenge over unlawful frequency allocation conditions now threatens to force a redo of the 2019 multi-billion euro mobile network auction, affecting major investments by Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, O2 Telefonica, and 1&1. Telefonica has secured a landmark UEFA broadcasting rights deal for 4 seasons, starting in 2027 at 1.46 billion euros per season, reinforcing its live sports portfolio. And in Berlin, a high-profile event featuring NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang and Telekom CEO Tim Höttges unveiled ambitious plans for a new AI data center amid cautious warnings about potential market corrections from overvalued assets and risky financing.
According to FAS.net, recent developments may force the federal government to redo the multi-billion euro mobile network auction that took place in 2019. A successful legal challenge by Freenet and EWE-TEL, which initially secured a favorable ruling in Cologne, has been upheld by the Leipzig Federal Administrative Court. The ruling found that the frequency allocation conditions were unlawfully defined due to undue influence from the former transport minister, thereby compromising the independence of the regulatory authority. Handelsblatt notes that companies such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, O2 Telefonica, and 1&1 have already committed approximately 6.6 billion euros based on the original framework. The published accounts reflect uncertainty over whether the current regulatory agency will maintain the existing rules or initiate a new auction process under revised conditions. The Welt article outlines 2 potential scenarios. One in which the Bundesnetzagentur reestablishes the original framework, and another where it adopts new measures, potentially leading to financial repercussions for the state. All sources stress the importance of ensuring that any new procedures are designed to protect competition and provide clarity and planning certainty for industry participants.
Manager Magazine offers an extensive look at the current state of leadership and strategic ambitions at Deutsche Telekom in an article titled "The Pink Elephant." The publication details how the unveiling of a life-size pink elephant sculpture in Bonn symbolizes a bold statement by CEO Tim Höttges, whose recent contract extension and record remuneration underline his prominent position. In a high-profile event, Höttges announced plans for a new computing center equipped with 10,000 NVIDIA computers to foster the company's initiatives in AI and digital transformation, a move aimed at bolstering its competitive edge on both European and international stages. The report further discusses the pressures in the domestic market, including stagnating mobile revenues and intense price competition, while revealing Höttges' ambition to lead European telecom consolidation by leveraging cross-border synergies. Manager Magazine concludes by noting the inherent challenges, such as emerging threats from competitors like Elon Musk's Starlink, and emphasizes the strategic importance of aligning internal restructuring with long-term innovation to secure growth in a fiercely competitive telecommunications landscape.
The Manager Magazine article discusses events in Berlin, where NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang and Telekom CEO Tim Höttges presented plans for a new AI data center in Germany, setting the stage for aggressive investments in AI infrastructure. The report explains that during the event, NVIDIA not only sold 10,000 chips worth approximately 1 billion euros, but also showcased its strategy of securing complex financing and engaging with high-profile startups, all of which contribute to the current AI boom. It further highlights that the fervor around AI is coupled with growing concerns, as several financial experts and institutions, including analysts from Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and the Bank of England, warn about potential market corrections driven by overvalued assets and risky off-balance sheet financing models. The article also delves into the financial engineering tactics employed by major tech companies such as Meta and XAI, where innovative structures like special purpose vehicles are used to shift investment risks, potentially exposing broader financial systems to unforeseen vulnerabilities. Finally, the narrative outlines the interplay between the escalating capital flows in AI technology, energy supply challenges, and geopolitical competition, cautioning that the ambitious projects currently underway may eventually lead to significant market adjustments, with the risk that the burden of potential losses could extend to public finances.
Reuters reports that Telefonica and UEFA have signed a major broadcasting rights deal for four seasons, beginning in 2027, valued at 1.46 billion euros per season, which is approximately $1.68 billion at the stated exchange rate. The article explains that this agreement secures the rights for Spain to broadcast the Champions League and Europa League tournaments, thereby positioning Telefonica to capture a significant share of the live sports audience. It further notes that the deal also includes the rights for the Conference League and the Super Cup, which expands the content portfolio and solidifies Telefonica's sports broadcasting offerings. According to Reuters, this move is both a financial milestone and a strategic initiative aimed at enhancing Telefonica's competitive stance in the ever-evolving media landscape, where exclusive sports content is increasingly vital. The report emphasizes that the comprehensive deal not only demonstrates Telefonica's commitment to investing in high-profile sports events, but also reflects the company's broader strategy to leverage live sports streaming as a key differentiator in the competitive telecommunications sector.
The Golem.de article reports on suspicions of corruption amid the fiber optic network expansion in Saarland, highlighting the serious investigation into alleged financial and corruption offenses. The investigation has been launched against 11 suspects, including contractors, employees of the contracting fiber optic company, and municipal officials responsible for awarding contracts for the fiber rollout, as communicated by the state prosecutor's office in Saarbrücken to the DPA. According to details provided by Saarländischer Rundfunk, the focus of the investigation is on questionable procurement procedures across several Saarland counties, including the Regional Association of Saarbrücken and the districts of St. Wendel, Neunkirchen, Saarlouis, and Saarpfalz. On the 18th of November, 2025, extensive searches were conducted in Saarland, Bavaria, and North Rhine-Westphalia, during which more than 20 locations were inspected, and numerous documents, data storage devices, and significant amounts of cash were seized. The article further states that the suspects, aged between 33 and 63, face charges, including accepting and offering advantages, bribery, corruption, and breach of trust, with evidence suggesting that at least one suspect may have favored the awarding of contracts to personal acquaintances and may have engaged in illegal collusive agreements with a municipal utility employee. If these allegations are confirmed, the potential economic damage could be considerable, potentially stalling public construction projects and delaying critical improvements for customers who have long awaited faster internet services. This detailed report from Golem.de offers a perspective on the competitive environment within the telecommunications and infrastructure sectors, reiterating the importance of transparent and efficient procurement processes.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.